Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
Live from Arizona, taking you up to kickoff, presented by Coors Light, 104.3 The Fan presents Big Al and D-Mac with the big story of the day.
Oh, it is on in the desert. Oh, Von Miller. Oh, man, Von Miller. Dang, dude. Von Miller has stirred the pot. And in a game against a 1-5 team, against a 2-4 team.
It's never been this exciting.
It is a buzzsaw down here.
Never been this exciting.
I tell you what.
It feels like we're watching two teams that are about to compete for the AFC West Championship get out of a losing streak.
So here's the big storyline. The Von Miller quote, which sounded just like this.
I want to say it's a must win. We're going to kick their ass, though. Make sure you put that up there. We're going to kick their ass. They're going to get our best this week. I know last week was tough, the week before that, whatever. This week, Thursday night, prom time, they're going to get the Broncos' best.
Woo! And then he went on to say, because I've been listening to it for 2 days down here. He said, it's just, we'll tackle. It's the Arizona Cardinals.
I love it.
Oh, my goodness. So you got that, which is great. That's a lot of fun. You do have the issues, with the Broncos coaching staff. I mean, what will happen if they lose tonight? And Joe Ellis's words of, we need to really see change, not
real
talk
change.
About real change.
Real change.
And then on the other side of the ball, you have the Cardinals, who are about to blow out Mike McCoy, maybe. I think Wilkes, their head coach, is fine. I think
defense
that's a problem.
Looks good.
But Mike McCoy may get himself fired, which would be something, huh? Getting fired in season 2 years in a row. And you have the element of John Elway passing on Josh Rosen for Bradley Chubb. You have a nationally televised game. And I don't know, man. It's just buzzing. By the way, there is a lot going on. The Suns just opened their season. Good job by the Nuggets, by the way. That was awesome.
It's always good to get the first win of the year.
I do have a new favorite player
on the first game of the year, but it would have been nice to get the win in the last game that we had last year.
All right. Moving on, Al. Come on now.
Mike Malone with a contract extension. Dilly dilly.
Okay. I got a new favorite player, though. That doesn't play for the Nuggets. Boran from Serbia. The dude who can dunk without jumping. Boban.
Why is he your guy?
Oh, my God. He can dunk without jumping. I mean,
There's been several guys that played. Jordan Murison could do
they
that.
They stopped the. Well, that's true. And he was my
Ball
guy.
Ball could do that.
I love both of those guys. Huh? You can dunk without jumping. You got me. I am a fan if you can dunk without jumping. Boban.
I think Yao Ming could do that, too.
I loved Yao Ming. I loved him. This guy looks like he can really play, though. Anyways, Nuggets won. That's the most important part. Way to go. But we have we have that going on. There's a lot just going on down here. Donald Trump is here. Did you know that? Donald Trump's in Scottsdale for some reason. Well, they have a big...
He's going to be here. Not yet, huh?
He's here tonight.
I know, but he's not here yet.
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know.
You don't know when he's here because
the traffic could be screwed up.
There you go.
Jeez, I know. Well, fortunately, that's got nothing to do with where we're going to be at, though. It's pretty far away. But Bernie Sanders is speaking today. They have some really hot and heavy political battles going on here in the desert. ASU's playing Stanford tonight, and the Broncos, Broncos and the Cardinals. I mean, it is. In terms of just sports, it's really awesome. They're doing something really interesting tonight, and I'm not exactly sure why. They are playing tonight, Al, with the roof open. They hardly ever play with the roof open because they like to keep it a climate-controlled sort of temperature.
It's a beautiful 81, 82-degree day.
Yeah, but it's going to be warm in there. It's going to be warmer than normal because they're going to keep the roof open, and it's just...
No AC?
I don't think you... Do you run the AC with your windows down?
Oh, wow.
I think they're trying to sweat out the Broncos a little bit here. I think here's what I think is going to happen. They're running, I think they're going to go no huddle, RPO, no huddle sort of stuff. They're going to pick up the pace. They're going to throw everything they can at the Broncos. Keeping the roof open is the weather's beautiful, but it definitely will be more warm than it normally is. There's no doubt about that. And it has been, you know, it's beautiful, but it's still like, you know, mid to upper 80s. You know, it's that heat will sort of be pounding down. I thought they just opened that roof because it was open yesterday just to, I don't know, help the grass or whatever. But apparently that's the game plan. And apparently, from what I understand, that's an unusual situation here. It's unusual enough that the folks down here are talking about it. So there's that. This is these two teams up until now Super Bowl. The Cardinals are different, though. They know they're in a rebuilding phase, and they're not so fired up about, oh, you know, we're going to make the playoffs or anything like that. You yourself had a vision that the Broncos were going to make the playoffs. And I don't know if that's completely out the window now with the Broncos, but it certainly is with the Cardinals.
Well, I thought that the Broncos would be 10-6 or 11-5. Now, that's still not out the window yet. I mean, that possibility is still there. They have to have a nice run here, but the wins that I counted were the wins against the rookies. And I counted a win against the Kansas City Chiefs at home. So, 0-3. So, 10-6 goes to 7-9. And I think that's where you had them.
Yeah, that is where I had them. I was hoping it'd be closer to a 9-7, maybe a 10-6 if things went their way. But I certainly didn't have them 5-11, Al, okay? I certainly had them improving 7-9, maybe 8-8, something like that. Deep in my heart,
everybody hates the middle.
The middle's the worst. You'd rather be all the way bad or great. You know, so the Cardinals aren't exactly freaking out at all. And Von Miller's comments, they have set the tone for this game.
Hey,
huh?
Man, it's a five-starter.
Love it. What do you think? That seemed very intentional by Von, didn't it?
I would call it almost a direct challenge to the Arizona Cardinals to put up.
Is it a challenge to the Cardinals or is it a challenge to his teammates?
I think it's a challenge. I think it's a challenge to the Cardinals because his teammates, you know, you can't tell what. I think he just basically called the Arizona Cardinals. I think he just told them they suck. You know,
basically,
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, that's what he just said.
Basically,
I mean, like, make sure you put that on the bulletin board.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's he have a beef with the Cardinals?
That's a good question. Listening to
Mike McCoy?
No. Why would he have an issue with Mike McCoy?
Who could he have an issue with?
I really don't know. Here's what's interesting about the Broncos-Cardinals relationship. They do play each other every year in preseason. Okay? Denver,
maybe something
Arizona.
Happened in preseason that we didn't pay attention
but
to.
But hold on. They always play each other. The final game of the preseason.
I know. But Vaughn never plays in that game.
None of the starters ever play.
So what is it? What happened?
I don't know. But it's a quirky matchup because even though they see each other every year, the starters never play against each other. Like Vaughn really never plays against the Arizona Cardinals.
No, because it's the last game of the preseason.
But neither do any of the starters. Chris Harris doesn't. And you can say the same for Larry Fitzgerald or, you know, whoever.
Chris Harris said he was hyped last week after the game against the what did we play last week?
Who did we
so
play?
Long ago.
It was the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah,
against Anaheim.
After the Rams, mm-hmm. After the Rams game, Chris Harris was like, "Hey man, let's go! I'm ready to go, man. I got Larry Fitzgerald, Hall of Famer, Larry Fitzgerald. I'm ready to go."
Yeah,
I'm like, "Wow, Chris is Chris like on to the next game. Like yeah. I'm playing well, you know." Even if they're not playing well, I'm going to play well.
Oh, that's totally.
That's totally Chris.
That's a Chris thing, yeah.
That is Chris.
That is Chris. Chris is.
You gotta love that about Chris. Like, hey man, I'm gonna do my job.
Chris always felt like that. C.J. Anderson always felt like that. There were guys that the whole undrafted sort of thing like never fazed them ever. You know, it was their sense of self was good, solid, not in question.
Is 1,000 yards a lot of yards?
You would have thought so last year, Alfred. You would have thought so last.
I
thought
they were, all the celebrations.
Hey, man, I thought they were going to stop the game and have a parade or something. Hey, by the way, did you catch Peyton Manning's new thing?
He's going to do something with Kobe, right?
Yeah, it's Kobe is like a production wizard now.
I also read somewhere where Kobe's not going to be allowed to do an animation piece because of his rape trial stuff. Saw that in the news last night.
Say what? Huh? I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was doing some animation deal, and he was asked not to be part of it because of his rape allegations that were dismissed in Colorado.
Oh, that's interesting. It's an interesting snub, I suppose. I don't know if people paid attention to the details of that particular case, if they're disinviting Kobe. I know all the details of that particular case, if you really want to go through it.
No, I'm just letting you know.
Kobe,
what's the deal with Peyton in?
All right, on a better topic.
Isn't it something with Kobe?
Kobe is producing a series. I don't know if you've ever seen, like, on Facebook that masterclass thing that pops up every now and then, and it's like, hey, here's Martin Scorsese talking about directing, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same kind
of... Like the 10-minute meal?
Yes. It's the same kind of concept. It's basically Peyton Manning doing a masterclass about quarterbacking, and it's going to go, I believe, for 8 weeks or so in conjunction with NFL Films, where Peyton Manning specifically, with highlights, is going to point out what quarterbacks are thinking, what they're doing. Basically, it's a quarterback class. Sounds a little bit like this.
On this episode of Detail, you'll see me break down Josh Rosen and what it's like to play quarterback as a rookie in the NFL. You see right there, he's grabbing his helmet. He's probably saying something like, alert, 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 right? And what this means, they call two plays in the huddle. You see what the defense is doing. You don't like the first play, so you go alert to the second play. You see Tom Brady, right? He kind of taps his helmet. They're saying alert, alert, alert. Drew Brees kind of slashes below his chin, right? He's saying kill, kill, kill.
Easy, kill, 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 kill.
They are killing the first play.
Hey, kill, 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 kill.
Killing the first play, going to the second play.
Easy, easy, kill, kill. Hey, kill, 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 kill.
We used to say apple.
Switch on the apple.
All right, well, it goes like that. Hold. Gotcha. And, it goes for...
That was fascinating.
It's great. And you should see it with
Don't stop it. I want to hear a little more. I want to hear a little more. Let me hear a little more.
There's so much.
Hold two fingers out like an A signal.
Apple! Apple, apple, apple!
Apple meant alert.
Apple, apple! Apple, 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 apple!
Whatever you want to call it, we're getting to the second play. I think Josh does a good job of recognizing that this is a pressure look. This looks like what I call, everybody else calls, cover zero. There are zero people in the middle of the field. Whatever the first play was, might have been a run play, doesn't look very good. So Josh recognizes it. He alerts it. Great recognition by Josh. And you can tell Arizona's putting a lot on his plate. They're giving him a lot of responsibility. He's a cerebral quarterback.
I like it.
Goes for like that's fine with the graphics and the video. It's really cool.
Yeah, but you have to get buy-in from the NFL to do that, because unlike the NBA, the NFL is stingy with their video when it comes to rebroadcasting.
Well, it's a partnership they've got going on. It's really cool, and it's going to be part of like ESPN Plus, which is a subscription-based service. So it's a cool thing to see Peyton being involved with, and I believe Kobe is producing this, and he has other athletes doing similar types of things, and he's, partnering with ESPN or whoever else. So that's part of what, Kobe's production staff is doing. Well, pretty cool. And it's something that obviously Peyton's into, and you keep seeing more evidence of Peyton Manning dipping his toe back into football a little bit. He was spotted out sitting next to Dan Marino at the Dolphins game. And Peyton's very close with Adam Gase. And he also owns a property in South Beach. So I'm sure the kids are school age. It's probably fall break. It is fall break. And he may have just been, vacationing a little bit. But even when he's vacationing, he's got his head into football. He's doing this production thing with Kobe. He goes to every single Broncos game, Al, when he's in town. Just ask Brandon Stokely.
He's a fan.
I think it's more than that. I think it's more than that. I think his mind's working. His mind's working on the next step. He was linked to an attempted bid to buy the Carolina Panthers. Didn't work out, but he was linked to that. I think it's just a matter of time before he just...
It doesn't explain why he's going to the Broncos games.
Does to me.
What could Peyton Manning...
Oh, I think he's getting ready to
What could Peyton Manning gain by going to the Broncos game? He's not buying the Broncos. Or is he?
I think Peyton wants to do his due diligence. And I think this is part of the process with his next big move. And I'd be shocked if his next big move wasn't being part of an ownership group of some kind. Where that's going to be, who knows? I think I think he loves football, and it's a fun thing to do. And he's got enough time on his hands to do this, you know, thing. And I know he's got a great relationship with the Broncos. I know he uses their facilities for different things, and the relationship is great. So we'll see what happens there. That is way sort of in the background. But I thought it was, it's always interesting to see what Peyton's working on. And it's a really cool, I saw that same clip on TV. I'd love to see the entire episode of it, and it's going to be a series. Peyton's an interesting dude. There's no doubt about it. That being said, the focus on tonight is the quarterbacks, the Broncos, and the Cardinals. Any deeper thoughts about Josh Rosen here in the past 24 hours?
I just like him. I like the young man. I think that he is going to be a traditional NFL quarterback, and he's just going to be a solid guy who you could look at for many years to be a steward in the pocket. Just like I look at Peyton Manning, the way I look at Phillip Rivers, the way I kind of look at Eli Manning, the way I looked at Peyton, really. I mean, those guys are pocket guys. They're not going anywhere. They're going to be in the pocket. Rosen, even when he escapes, he looks like it's uncomfortable for him to run. So go ahead and let it loose and don't get this guy clean, open looks because he's going to connect.
You feeling more nervous about it?
I wish that Vaughn would have said this about the Jets and backed it up.
Boy, he has put things out there on the line. I mean, if things go sour, the first question is, Vaughn, do you think you kicked their ass? Hey, Vaughn, did you kick their ass? Do you think you kicked their ass? I mean, that is the headline for tonight, by the way. That has become the headline.
Vaughn. I talked to some of the fellas that used to play ball in the NFL, and I'm still really good friends with. We talk after the game. We talk after the show sometimes. And D-Mac, you know, one of the things that is usually promised to players, if they win, see you Monday.
Right.
Now, what see you Monday means is you don't have to come back with the team tonight.
You don't really?
No.
Really?
No. Oh, no. See you Monday means I'll see you Monday.
You don't have to get on the team plane?
Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, no, buddy.
Okay.
See you Monday means from the time the game is over until
Monday,
go have a great weekend.
You're not on the bus going back to
You're not doing anything. You're walking out of the stadium.
Come on.
With your crew.
Come on.
See you Monday. See you Monday. Hey, guys, good win. I'll see you Monday.
Did that ever happen to you?
Oh, all the time.
How many Thursday games did you play in?
Every team in the NFL plays a Thursday game.
Not? Well, okay.
Every team plays a Thursday game.
So your whole career you had a Thursday game? Well, at least once a year? No way. When did they start the Thursday games?
So Coach Shanahan, even if it was a Sunday and it was a big win, he'd say, see you Wednesday.
Yeah, okay. I've definitely heard of that. I mean, for sure.
So that means that
see you Wednesday Tuesday, on the road, you wouldn't have to get on the team plane.
No. So they say.
All right, walk me through it. Oh, okay. Give me a story.
Okay, so say that the Denver Broncos were going to play the Houston Texans in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Thursday night game, and coach says to you guys, see you Monday. Why would I fly back to Denver to stay in Houston?
I want to dig into that story a little deeper. I understand it, but first we got to check in with our guy, Zach By, who's live at Sports Column, thanks to Coors Light. Did you see the video where Zach By is now challenging you to basketball action by shooting hoops?
He's going to wish he had never done that.
Wow. Zach?
He's going to wish he had never done that.
Well, first of all, just let the record show that I was not the first one to challenge Alfred Williams. He challenged me. In fact,
I did, but I didn't challenge you online.
He said
Father's Day. Since you took it public, you're going to have to back that up.
Hey, like Von Miller, I'm going to whoop that ass.
What's going on in Sports Column tonight? Great place to watch the game tonight, that's for sure, Zach.
Yeah, there is no question. This is actually my first experience at Sports Column, and wow, I mean, I've really got my eyes open. Just a huge, great place to watch a football game, and they have this basketball hoop here. So now that I know that
That's
you guys
hoop.
Are down here and they have a basketball hoop here, I might bring it right to your doorstep. I might not let you get out of this thing. So I'm having a great experience so far. They got the upstairs, downstairs. It's just an awesome place to be at. And thanks to Coors Light for having me down here tonight.
All right. Well, go watch the game. Zach will check in with you later. Go watch the game with Zach down at Sports Column at 20th and Blake. And no better place to watch a game. Yeah, you're going to have to step up at some point against Zach, and that could be
I'm in the gym, baby. I'm in the gym.
Uh-huh.
You can find me in the gym.
Uh-huh.
Where I'm at.
Are you like Boban? You going to put your Boban on?
No, I'm not Boban. I'm not going to be I have more game than Zach thinks.
Do you?
No, ain't no question.
You know, Zach's a Hall of Famer.
So am I.
Zach was throwing it out at you about being recruited by Jim Boeheim today.
What about it?
That it didn't mean all that much.
Oh, that I was recruited by Syracuse?
That didn't matter? You know, we'll have Zach on in a little bit, but that's
really?
That's the impression I got. I was greatly impressed by that.
Okay, I guess, you know, hey.
We could have used you.
I'm just certainly Zach has, what is Zach, 27, 28?
No, I think he's in his 30s.
I think
he said
29.
He was 31 today.
Today's his birthday?
No. I think somebody asked him how old he was today on Twitter.
He said he's
Reggie Miller, and that's 31.
All right.
Reggie Miller, 31.
All right. Well, Zach's down there.
Well, hey, man. I'm ready for you.
You're making a lot of claims, Vaughn.
Oh, I'm ready for you,
You're making
buddy.
A lot of claims there, Vaughn Miller.
Who is that?
You.
Oh, I'm going to mash on him. I'm telling you, man. I'm going to mash on him.
Okay.
I haven't shot a basketball competitively and. I don't know, 8 years, seven years.
Yeah.
But for him,
we're
going to get it in.
But once that's a must win, we're going to kick the ass, though.
All right.
Make sure you put that up there. We're going to kick
the
ass.
We're going to
get our best this week. I don't know, last week.
Make sure you put it up there.
Make sure you put that
You're
up there.
You're going to kick Zach By's.
That's right. Shut your mouth.
Big Three's next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
It's Big Al and D-Mac with the Big Three.
All right, story number one is the significance of this game. I'm looking on NFL.com, and sure, here we go. Broncos-Cardinals game could have significant fallout. So in what on the surface would look like kind of a meh sort of game between a 1-5 team and a 2-4 team now has not a little more spice, but a lot more spice. Alfred, what do you expect the fallout? So you got to think about what's going to happen in this game. What do you expect the fallout to be from this game tonight?
Mike McCoy get fired.
Okay, there you go. So you see a Broncos win and the Cardinals just inept in offense and they just move on from McCoy.
Yes.
Okay. The headline is Advance Joseph gets fired. It's Mike McCoy gets fired.
Oh, no, I don't believe that's the case at all. I think Vance finishes the year no matter what.
They lose 30-13 tonight. Vance finishes the year.
Finishes the year.
Bongos.
Three.
Let me ask you this, man. Do you think that LeVar Ball's JBL really did win, even though the G League just upped them and have come out of nowhere and offered 18-year-olds a chance to play after high school for $125,000. To me, it feels like LeVar Ball was right. You shouldn't make a kid have to go to college before he is a participant in professional
basketball.
That
idea is not unique to LeVar Ball.
There's no other league. There's no other league.
He may feel like it, but it's not like he came up with that idea.
No, who did?
A lot of people share that idea.
No. He actually has a league that promotes that you can come play for him as a professional.
Well, so does Israel. So does Greece.
But nobody else in the United States did it before LeVar Ball.
All right.
Now the G League has come across.
So how much is LeVar paying people?
I don't know what LeVar is paying them, but the JBA.
What do you get as a 18-year-old in LeVar's league?
I don't know what his salary is, but I know that the new league that just was announced is an NBA league now, okay? So this NBA league is $125,000. Now,
okay.
To me, if
you love yourself some LeVar Ball, don't you?
You know what I love?
You love LeVar Ball.
You know what I love? I love the fact that there is an option for guys who don't want to go and spend 6 months in a college environment and then turn pro. If you want to turn pro, there should be an option for you to turn pro.
Here's what I know about the ball.
For you at 18 years old.
Lonzo, I agree. I think the one and done is stupid, and I inherently agree. Lonzo Ball is going to be a really good NBA player. LaMelo Ball is going to be a really good NBA player. LiAngelo Ball should not have stolen that crap in China, because the best bet he had was to have a good college career at UCLA. That's that. But Lonzo and LaMelo Al will be in the NBA for a long, long time. And isn't that really what LeVar Ball was all about?
Well, I think what he was about was you don't have to go to college.
I think he's been all about LeVar Ball and his kids. I think that's what he's really all about.
I think he is, but also how oppressive the college system is.
Al, he's hiding under that cloak. By the way, I think he's a good...
Oh, my goodness.
I think he's a good dad. I think he's a good dad at the end of the day and a really good husband, because his wife's been dealing with some horrible health issues. But I think ultimately it's all been about them. I don't think it's about something bigger and better.
I think without LeVar Ball, the NBA doesn't do a G League contract for 18 years old.
Right. Well,
for 18 year old for $125,000.
You got a good argument there. Bongos.
Three.
Al, was it a home run or not last night? Altuve, was it a home run or not?
I'm going to say it wasn't.
What was it? Fan interference.
I'm going to call it. It wasn't a home run. What are you saying?
I think it was definitely a home run. I think once a player goes into the stands.
The pictures from that last night are amazing.
I think fans who buy a ticket and do everything they can, they own that space. They own the space that's near them. And one of the beauties in baseball is some of that space can mingle with the actual play. I think that's actually a very, very cool part of baseball. It's very, very unique. Okay, most sporting events, I don't know if you could think of another one, where could the fans actually be part of an active play?
Oh, in the NBA all the time.
What?
In the NBA?
What are you talking about? How would a fan... No, it would always be fan interference.
Oh,
it
yeah. Well, you say, how could a fan have an active participation, a participant role
in their seat? How could they actually impact the game in their seat?
Oh, D-Mac, you just stick your leg out, you trip somebody.
Well, that's fan interference, though.
Yeah.
I'm saying that you could have your seat be part of the game, not commit fan interference, and still be part of things. And I think that's exactly what happened last night,
man,
it was a bad call.
You know, last night, you know, the fans, it wasn't like they
were reaching. What'd he do, dude? He just stopped. Anybody would have done what that fan did.
Yeah, I'm going to protect myself. It's coming right at me.
The ball's about to hit him in the chest. I mean, you'd be an idiot.
Nobody's reaching over the gate or over the wall.
Nothing. He had an awesome seat right on the wall. Mookie Betts is incredible.
You think it's a home run?
I think Mookie Betts would have caught that ball, by the way, if the fan didn't hit his glove. But I believe that the ball was in the fan.
Right. It's over the yellow line.
Yes.
It's too bad. Sorry.
That's the way it goes. But, you know.
Not a home run.
Cowboy Joe West made a, you know, different decision. And I think I don't think it impacted the game completely. Because who knows what would have happened. And Hinch, their manager, more or less said that. You don't know. Because it changes every single other scenario. So you really don't know what would have happened. The Astros had the lead later in the game. They certainly had their chances. But I just think it was one of those moments where the umpires really got it wrong. Bongos.
Three.
Who has more yards rushing tonight? The Arizona Cardinals or the Denver Broncos?
That is a good darn question. Because that is going to be the way this game opens up, baby. It's going to be run-a-palooza from both teams. We may have the fastest first half in NFL history tonight. How many? Who has more yards? Is that what your question is?
Yeah, which team
more
has
yards?
The most yards?
Oh, my God. The Broncos. Oh, God, I don't know. Yeah, I got to think about that one for a second because, you know, let's just hit the bongos and let's just talk about that question in depth because it's such a good question. Because it's going to impact everything that actually happens tonight because of the way they approach that. So, on the surface, I'll say the Broncos. What do you think?
I'll let you know on the other side.
All right, we'll get there next.
Live from Arizona, taking you up to kickoff, presented by Coors Light. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
What a great question. Who will have more rushing yards at the end of the night tonight? The Cardinals, who are terrible at running the ball, worse in the league, or the Broncos, who are worse at stopping the run? That's a great question, man. It's not like the immovable force. It's like the movable force. Man, that is such a good question. I know it's going to be a high priority for both teams. The Broncos have just been beaten on the head about, you know, you don't run the ball enough. RBMs, run the ball more, which I think is completely lazy analysis. But, okay, fine.
Find creative ways to run the ball more.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, every team is going to try to run the ball, right? Like, you know, you're going to try.
There is a formula for running the ball effectively. You just have to figure it out. And once you have it, be a play repeater.
The Cardinals.
Most coaches don't want to call the same play.
Here's the problem.
Boring.
All right, well, let me
hit him with this. Oh, I got him with that one. Let me hit him with this.
Before you answer that question, you got to think about the defense. Okay, here's what the Cardinals do: they stack the box and bring pressure all the time. They are one of the most aggressive defenses in the NFL. Okay, is that the type of defense you want to run the ball against? If so, how do you do it? Let me ask you that. You know what they're going to bring, right, Al? You know they got a kind of a nasty defense. They bring pressure. Got some good athletes back there. Okay, fine. Here you go. You're facing 8-man boxes the whole night. You got one-on-one coverage, maybe zero coverage, out there with nobody in the middle the whole night. What do?
You run the ball.
Tell me how. What's it look like?
Well, there are a couple of different ways you can run the ball against a stack front. What you want to do, what we showed the inconsistency in last week is, in particular, big number 92, Zach Kerr, running away from him. Now, you got to imagine what I'm saying. Not running at him, but running zone plays away from him, which forces him to run and get to his gap in an aggressive manner, which he has not shown the capacity to do. So what you do is run the zone, and then when he can't get to his gap, you go out so far away he can't get to his gap, you just cut it in that gap, force him to make an arm tackle because he's not hustling that hard. That's one way. Another way to do it is to run the wham plays. The wham plays are good when you have a fullback in the game because what ends up happening is that you get a quick-hitting play on a nose tackle or somebody who's playing in the a one technique in between the guard or the center. Now, how that happens is you usually have a fullback opposite where that one technique is, and you send that guy to hit that guard, I mean, hit that defensive tackle, and it's basically like an inside trap. The fullback hits the inside guy. The center head fakes him, goes to the Mike linebacker. Boom, you up the gap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've given you two ways there. Or if you are feeling really good about yourself, you can always do, power plays where you go double, where you go double, scrape up to the next line and get that guy. It's going to be a muddy 4 or 5 yards. There's three ways you can run the ball against an overload front.
Okay. Let's talk about the Cardinals. They are the worst running team in the NFL. Even though they have David
Jones. Tonight.
Okay. They have vowed, and we keep hearing about how they're going to go no huddle, more of a college-based system, RPO, that sort of thing. How are they going to run the ball? Where are they going to attack the Broncos? Where are we soft?
Well, I just told you. I told you. We're soft. We're soft because we're not hustling hard. Not because we're getting knocked off the ball, per se. It's because we aren't hustling hard to get to our gap assignment.
So why is that going to change?
Oh,
and who's going to change it?
Well, I mean, everybody up front will, you know, if you see guys on the ground, if you see the backside of plays and the defensive tackles or defensive linemen in general are on the ground, I can guarantee you they're going to be rotating guys in for that. Because if you if you're running on the backside of a play and you get cut off or knocked to the ground, we'll just call it knocked to the ground, any kind of way, there is no way if the play continues, let's say the ball is going left, and you get knocked down at the point of attack on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
What you've done is essentially opened up a gap in your defense. It's like 4 and 5 yards. They have done that consistently over the last 2 weeks. Okay. Actually, it's been 3 weeks where this has been going on. It started with the Kansas City Chiefs when we said that, you know, and you said Hunt was not going to be a problem. And I said, oh, it's going to be a problem because he's going to drop his head and he's just going to run through those arm tackles. It was a problem then. The Jets really exploited it, okay? And then the Rams came back and did the exact same thing.
So what's going to change?
Here's another thing that could change tonight. We're not going to substitute when they go 11 personnel, which means 3 wide receivers, running back, and a tight end. We are not going to switch personnel groupings to match them up where we go 3 cornerbacks. We're going to leave our base defense in and ask Justin Simmons to be that that nickel guy in those kind of situations, unless it's obvious pass down, obvious pass situation. First down and 10, we're not doing that. We should not sub out of that package because we need to keep our offensive we need to keep our defensive line and our linebackers intact in formation. There is no reason for cross motion to pull a guy like Todd Davis out into an area outside of the box.
So both teams are going to make significant changes offensively and defensively.
No, I don't think the Cardinals will. I don't think the Cardinals will make a whole bunch of...
Offensively, they're not going to try to run the ball more? The worst rush defense in the NFL?
Really? I'm talking about their defense.
Defense. No, their defense isn't going to change.
Right,
no.
Their defense is not going to change. Their defense is not bad. You know, so they're not going to change the defense. But what could happen offensively for the Cardinals is they could say, instead of us getting away from the run, let's just keep at it. They're going to eventually break.
Yeah, they'd be foolish not to give it a shot,
right?
That's for sure.
And if it's not successful in the first quarter, don't worry about it. We're going to get right back to it.
Zach Bonney is down at Sports Column with our friends from Coors Light. Hey, Zach, you and Stokely, what a great place to watch the game. But you and Stokely, when you're hashing this, what do you see tonight in terms of that? How do you answer that question? Who's going to have more rushing yards at the end of the night, the Cardinals or the Broncos?
Well, you know what? If you're going to sell out for the run, which they haven't done in the last 2, better be sure that you're quarter.
Yeah, we tried. I think Zach was going to say the Broncos, and he was going to say thanks to Coors Light for being down in the Sports Column. That's a guess on my part. We'll try to figure out our technical difficulties and touch base with Zach and also find out why he was calling out Alfred in Syracuse. You bring up Syracuse, Val. That's It's dirty territory right there.
If it happened, it happened, you know. So,
that's right.
You know,
that's right.
I'm only describing the action that actually happened while I was in high school.
We'll get Zach in a little bit.
Zach wasn't recruited by Syracuse. I mean, that's not deal.
Must have killed him.
I still have those letters somewhere around if you want to take a look at them.
Wow. Just to show him what it would look like?
Yeah, I mean, you know, get the big S on the envelope.
And it doesn't say SUNY. It says Syracuse. When we come back, we'll rock it out with football at 4. We have the fire up at 5. And after the fire up, how about this? Jake Plummer will join us, right?
Hell yeah!
Who has better connections in the world of the Cardinals and the Broncos and the quarterback situation than our pal Jake Plummer? So plenty to come right here on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.